WGN, and a happy Thursday morning to you out there. This is the Bill and Wendy Show. Bill and Wendy not here today. It is myself, John Hansen, and the wonderful welcome to WGN Radio to G Suki. How you doing, G?
Hi, John. I'm so happy to be here. I am the Wendy today.
You are the yes. You are the Wendy. Absolutely. Before I go any further, because G Suki. How do you actually pronounce your last name? Because a lot of people have done it many different ways over the years.
Well, listen. At this point now, I wonder if I know how to pronounce my own name. It's G-Suk, and Yi is my last name.
Okay.
But I have to tell you, everybody just calls me G because I don't have a middle name.
Right.
And I'm Korean-American, so G-Suk, everybody has like two-syllable first names.
Okay.
So there you go.
So you're G, so the G-Suk and John show, we're fine with that?
Oh my goodness, no. This is the John and G show.
Oh, no, not at all.
You are the superstar. I'm so happy to be able to work with you.
This is going to be a lot of fun. So for those of you, I'm sure you all know G from Windy City Live. What are you up to these days, G?
Well, after I left Windy City Live, I started to work for the Chicago Sun-Times. I do a web series with video stories called The Grid, where I go and visit Chicago neighborhoods, and I tell you what's special about the neighborhood. And you know how Chicagoans are about their neighborhoods.
Yeah, the boundaries are tough and tight.
Yes,
and yes,
they change, and they're very protective, and they're very proud. And you know, there's just a lot of Chicago pride in the hoods.
Yeah, covering the neighborhoods is probably one of my favorite things I've ever done in Chicago. I worked for DNA Info for years, which is now Block Club Chicago, and discovering little tricks of those neighborhoods and different things. But man, we would put, hey, this is Ukrainian Village, and people would fight about whether it was Humboldt Park or Ukrainian Village. I'm sure you feel the same way when you're going around.
Absolutely. DNA Info, that was such a good, that was so good.
They did great stuff. Well, they're back. Block Club Chicago, they're doing incredible work. So, G, you're excited to be here, and we're going to have a fun show today.
I'm so excited!
Yeah, what's your excited voice? If you couldn't, I know it's radio, you can't see her, but she really got excited there. A little bit later, we're going to talk about with Andy Choi. He's a Verizon tech expert. G, is all your shopping done? That's what I want to know.
I have done no shopping.
Yeah, right? I've done a little bit. I've actually been better this year, but I know there's a lot of folks out there driving around, walking around right now that have maybe bought nothing. Well, Andy's going to help with that.
Okay, well, except I bought you a gift.
You did? All
right. Yeah, you got my gift, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. Right. I'll have to talk to Andy about that. Talk about a few other things. Hakuna Matata is making news for interesting reasons, and we're going to talk also about same-sex Barbie wedding things going on.
So it could be same-sex Barbie, or it could be same-sex Ken, right?
Exactly. Weddings about that sort of thing. 312-981-7200. We invite you to join the conversation. In fact, we prefer if you join the conversation. 312-981-7200. You can text in, but it's way better if you call in. Okay, so G, and Steve Bertrand, hello to him as well. He's busy in the newsroom. Steve, it's good to talk with you here across the... We usually do crosstalk or something, or fill in for you on Business Lunch. It's great to chat with you here this morning.
Well, you used to be regular with me on the Business Lunch.
Right.
That was like 5 years ago?
It was a while ago, yeah. Right. 4 or 5 years ago, back at DNA Info.
And now you just fill in for me.
Yeah, usually I don't see you because And that'll be the case over the next couple weeks too, Steve. So
you're doing the show next week?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, good.
So you can take off officially. We just settled that right there. And
I knew it wasn't me.
All right, sounds good. All right, so G, what I like to do when I start out shows is to really jump into a fun game that I call Finish the Headline. Do you want to play Finish the Headline with me?
Yes, I do.
And Steve Bertrand, I want him to play along too. Mary Vandeveld, jump on in too. But the only rule is if you've heard this headline or if you know this story, you are not allowed to play, okay? You can just say you can pass out, tap out.
Got it.
But the big thing is I want callers to call in and finish the headlines for us. So 312-981-7200. And I'm going through my sheet here because I think we have some giveaways. Jasmine. Oh, and by the way, hi, Jasmine. How you doing this morning?
Good, good.
You feeling good? You're getting ready for the holiday?
Yeah, I'm here.
Sounds like you're going to be here for a while, Jasmine. You got a couple days off, though, right?
Yeah, I got a couple days off.
We're almost there. Yeah. All right, so I got some prizes somewhere. Why don't we go ahead and start the game, and this is what we call Finish That Headline. And I use cheesy music, of course, because we absolutely have to. All right, G, are you ready to play?
I'm ready to play.
All right, by the way, we're going to play for some prizes here. So the first prize, who can guess and finish this first headline, you're going to win a $50 gift certificate from Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, and also now open in Orland Park. So if you know the answer, 312-981-7200. Actually, better if you don't even know the answer. That works out really well, too. All right, we're going to finish that headline. All right, our first story is there is a new gift that is out that is flying off the shelves in Japan. for the holiday season. It's a really popular gift. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the clue that it's a calendar. So you know how we have, like, sexy firefighter calendars. There's even a real estate calendar this year.
Yeah.
It's a sexy calendar of blank. And you have to guess what this sexy calendar of blank is flying off the shelves in Japan. And I think you know this one, G.
I do know this one.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass.
You're buzzing out. 312-91.
Can I go?
Yeah, Steve, you got it?
Former prime ministers?
No, not prime ministers.
That sounds really sexy, though.
Yeah. Of Japan specifically,
well, Japan,
Steve,
yes.
Or just in general?
No, I was thinking of Japan.
Well, you know, you're not right, but you're not that far off.
Well, you got to think about Japan and the kooky gifts they have there.
Okay.
Like, remember in the past, they've had the fake girlfriends. Mm-hmm. They've had lap pillows where people could lay on a pillow that was like a girlfriend's lap type of situation.
Oh, like it mimicked? Okay.
Yes.
So they're used to some quirky gifts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, this one is quirky. 312-981-7200. If you know what the quirky gift was, what is on the calendar that people are buying off the shelves in Japan? Let's go to the phone line. And again, this is for $50 to Builder Supply Outlet. Let's go to Ann. Ann, you're on WGN. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Ann, where are you calling from here today?
I'm in Crystal Lake.
Oh, Crystal Lake. All right. So, Anne, do you know the answer? What is on the calendar that Japanese people are buying off the shelves?
It is of Vladimir Putin.
It is. It is shirtless photos of Vladimir Putin. So the 2019 calendar features the 66-year-old Russian leader, and he's in many different photos. Of course, it's 12 months.
Well, I have to ask, Anne, do you find Vladimir Putin sexy?
Not at all.
Really? No, I mean, not politically. We're just talking about primal,
yes,
primal reactions.
Urges.
Nope, not at all.
Anne's like, I am not playing that game. She's like, I came for finish the headlines, not for sneak into things. So 12 months, I mean, we see these shirtless photos all the time.
I mean, why is he shirtless everywhere? Why does he feel the need to be shirtless wherever
I don't know,
he goes?
But the one photo is him perch fishing. He's got a perch on the mm-hmm. line. Some of the ones on top of a horse. I think a lot of us have seen
that. He's
usually
conquering animals and
yes, exactly.
Shirtless.
He looks
everywhere.
Really buff conquering this 11-inch perch here. So yes, it is Vladimir
Putin. Why did you have to give the inches?
Well, I don't want to finish that answer. All right, so stay on the line, Anne. You're going to win our first prize, okay?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Congratulations. Okay, so that is how Finish the Headline works. So we got other people on the line. They didn't get that answer because Anne got it so fast. But we're going to actually take a quick commercial break, and then we got two more headlines to finish. G, you having fun?
Yes.
312-91-7200. We'll be back after this. All right, we're continuing on here with our Finish the Headline game. We're off to a good start, G. I feel
yes.
like we're feeling good. G, so you here from Chicago Sun-Times?
Yes.
Jumping on in.
Uh-huh. And the Putin calendar.
Yeah, I thought that was good. I don't know exactly why Japanese people are buying that up, but they are.
Yes. Well, I mean, there was also like this gorilla that they were obsessed with, too,
really?
For a while.
Okay.
Yes. I don't know. That calendar would be great. I hope President Trump heard about it so yeah. It would be a good stocking
you
stuffer.
You can send it on over to him.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's jump into the second story here. All right. So this is out of Iowa. An Iowa mother who's all of 23. Now, sometimes with these stories, we make light of some parts of it. Some of them aren't so funny, but an Iowa mom, she just needed some space away from her children, I guess. She was arrested on child endangerment charges after she left her three kids home alone. They were 1, 3, and 5. So that's way too young.
Yes.
Sometimes like around 9 or 10, you start to debate, is that too young? Is that not too young? Feel free to text in your thoughts. But 1, 3, and 5 is clearly too young to be leaving home alone. They were home alone for about 40 minutes. And the reason that police found out about this, because, you know, mom could have come back or whatever, is that the kids called 911. And I'm thinking, oh, what a smart kid. You know,
right.
Hey, 911, my parents are gone.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what they were calling 911 for.
Oh, I bet I know.
So why, do you think you really know it or no? So why
no.
are these kids calling 911? And by the way, what you're playing for this Finish the Headline is a desktop indoor weather station brought to you by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men. Call 855-955-HVAC. How about I go to a phone line?
Sure.
We had a few callers that were guessing on the calendar that are going to guess for this one. It's said, Aaron, you're in Chicago. You're on WGN. How you doing?
Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you?
All right, so I know you didn't call for this one, but kids were left alone, 1, 3, and 5 years old. They called 911. Do you know why they called 911? Any guesses? It wasn't just like, oh, my mom's got
password to their app.
Oh. They know password to the app.
Aaron, you are definitely a mother because that is a good one.
Aaron, that is not it. That is not the answer, Aaron. Thank you for playing, though, okay?
But kids, a good reason to call 911.
I will say that it is, it's close. It's kind of close.
Okay.
All right, so why did these kids call in? All right, let's go to Beth. Beth, you're out in Palatine. You're on WGN. How you doing, Beth?
I'm doing good.
All right, so Beth, 1-year-old, 3-year-old, 5-year-old, they're calling 911, not because mom's not there, but why are they calling?
I think because they couldn't get the TV to work.
Couldn't get the TV to work.
Right.
I'm going to say that is not correct, but we're even getting closer, Beth. Beth, we appreciate the phone call. Okay,
so now I don't feel like you've been totally fair to Beth.
What
it
do you
feels
mean?
Like she's it feels like she's very close.
She's very close, but she didn't know cigar.
Oh my goodness.
We don't give away cigars
strict
for nothing around here. You know the saying.
Okay. Well,
you know, they've got to follow the rules, mm-hmm. G. This is for American Weathermaker 50 desktop indoor weather station. We're not just giving these away.
You're my weather station.
Yeah, exactly. Over on the U. Let's go to Bill from Naperville. Bill, what did the 1, 3, and 5-year-old, what did one of them call for?
They couldn't find their app on their iPad.
That's close.
That's close.
So we're close on the iPad. We're close with an app, and we're close with TV. So if you can connect the dots, they couldn't figure something out specifically.
See,
are you getting closer or
this
no?
This just shows you
how
valuable.
You cannot win the weather station, by the way. Yes, G.
Listen, I really need it when I can't reach you and you won't text me back.
All right, so what were you going to say? I didn't mean to interrupt.
I was just going to say, this shows you how valuable moms are.
Because,
you know, because like kids are constantly, not just kids, I mean.
Right.
Husbands, significant others are always asking them for everything.
Right. So with the app one, I need people to be just a little bit more specific.
Okay.
And it does have to do with TV.
Well, I thought it was going to be like ordering a pizza
or
something.
No, that would be smart.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Because, I mean, everything I think about is food related. So that's
Let's go to Terry. Terry is in Arlington Heights. Terry, any guesses on what they called in that they couldn't figure out?
I'm going to say they lost their Wi-Fi connection.
Oh, God, yeah, we are so close. And that is a good one. I could see, I have a niece that's 5, and I could see her being, all of these are great answers. We're getting really close, Terry. Thanks for calling in here on 720. I'm looking for a specific app.
Well, I'm going to help because, so we've had people call in and say they couldn't get the TV on, they couldn't get the TV to work, the Wi-Fi, they couldn't get the password for the iPad.
Internet, the Wi-Fi. So, all of those things, I'm just looking for the one either website or thing that they were trying to get to where kids do a lot of their TV watching these days. Dennis in Wakanda, that's a pretty good guess. Figure it out if you can.
Okay.
Dennis, you there on 720 WGN? Go ahead, Dennis.
Yeah, they couldn't get Peppa Pig.
Okay, well, tell you what, where would you watch Peppa Pig if you were a kid?
On your tablet or on your iPhone.
And you would pull up which website to watch that?
Well, there's a YouTube.
Yes, YouTube. That was it. That's supposed to stop
yes.
you. Yes, Dennis from Wakanda. It was the YouTube. They called because they couldn't figure out YouTube. So they called 911.
Dennis is clearly a millennial because he knew about YouTube and he knew about
He knew for
Pepe Pig.
Actually, I'm 71.
Well, you're close, Dennis. I mean, come on. Millennials stretch so far. Dennis, you got any big plans for the holiday?
Family.
Ah, family. Got to love it. Parties and families. All right, Dennis, stay on the line. Jasmine's going to help you out. See, that was fun.
We still
have one more to do here. We got one more prize to give away. So Debbie from Westmont, Jennifer Mundelein, stay on the line because you'll play for the next prize, which is a Lou Malnati. Oh, this is a good one. They're all good. But Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati is the home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnatis.com. All right, you ready for the last and final finish the headline here?
Yes, I'm ready to win this Lou Malnati's gift certificate.
This is the one you really perked up for. This is the one you wanted. Okay, so again, not all these stories start that great. So this comes out of Missouri. A Springfield, Missouri resident, David Barry, has been sentenced to prison, and him and his family were illegally poaching deer. Not cool, right? That's not good. But they were hunting them, you know, maybe out of season or without the license or whatever it may be. They're just doing it for the deer heads, which is, you know, whatever. People stuff those all the time. That's not cool. That's fine. But, you know, within limits is all I'm trying to say.
All the hunters, people, please call John Hansen, not G.
Go ahead and hunt deer. That's fine. Just do it within the regulations. All right. So this person's in jail. But the judge has added one extra layer to his punishment that he has to do while he's in prison. And you know this one, I think. G. energy, right?
Yes, unfortunately, I'm a very honest person, so yes. I will take myself out of the running for this Lou Malnati's gift card.
All right, 312-981-7200. Text, but we prefer a call in if we can get the answer, and this one's for Lou Malnati's. Let's go to Mundelein and Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on 720 WGN. What did the that rogue hunter have to do while he was in prison? Jennifer?
Advertise for PETA?
That's a really good guess. Jennifer, that is not the answer, but that is a good guess. Yes. That you have to actively fight for PETA or do something.
Yes, I feel like Jennifer could be a judge. She would make really creative judgments and punishments for people.
See, I like this. I wish more judges had this sort of leeway to, you know, the punishment fits the crime sort of thing. All right, let's go to Debbie. Debbie's in Westmont. I'm from Downers Grove. Debbie, how you doing?
Hi. Well, thank you.
All right, Debbie. All right, so Merry Christmas to you, too. A hunter has to go to prison. What does he have to do while he's there?
I heard this one, and of course, I can't remember, but I think it was either pick up the animal or do something with the service dog.
Oh, okay. No, that is actually not the answer, but I've heard of punishment similar to that. Debbie from Westmont, thanks for playing in the Western Suburbs. We appreciate it.
There are people texting us.
Oh, well, we can't. Well, we can go to the phone lines here. We're going to get someone on the phone line. That's how we want to give away this pizza. All right, let's go to Marissa from Burlington, Wisconsin. A lot of hunters in Wisconsin, Marissa. Do you know what this rogue hunter had to do while he was in prison?
I think I actually do. He had to watch Bambi over and over again.
Yes, he did.
Which is, like, awesome, because that's the first movie I ever saw as a little kid, and I ran out as soon as Mom got shot.
Oh, right. Did that make you cry? Did you cry? Do you still cry when you see that?
Between that and Dumbo, forget it. I'm out.
Well, Marissa, thank you so much. You're going to win the Lou Malnati's gift certificate. I'll drive it up to Wisconsin if I need to. Hang on the line. Jasmine's going to help you out. Yes, the hunter who's sentenced to prison. I didn't look up. I'll try and find during the break how long he had to go to prison. But it's once a month he has to queue up Bambi. But honestly, I'd be like, all right, bring it on. Right? It's some relief. I'm just saying it'd be something to watch. It's something to do in prison.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. And then Thumper's so cute, too. Oh. I mean, Thumper takes my, you know.
Takes your breath
away. A lot of my friends have pet rabbits, by the way. Pet bunnies.
Interesting.
It's growing. A lot of people are, like, you know, having them inside.
It's a trend.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk more about that and plenty more coming up on the Bill and Wendy Show. It's G and John on 720 WGN. WGN and a happy Thursday morning to you. Pretty foggy here in downtown Chicago and across the area at 10:38. You're listening to 720 WGN. Bill and Wendy are out. G and John, G, we're having fun here to start things off.
Yes, my view is fantastic. Not only do I get to look at you, but all of downtown.
Hey, by the way, we got a text from the 815 during the Finish the Headline game. I didn't see it until now. We were talking about the family, the 1, 3, and 5-year-old that were left home alone, and the 5-year-old called because he called 911 because he or she couldn't figure out how to work YouTube. And I think every family has maybe a story where someone called 911 where they shouldn't, and you absolutely shouldn't, and teach the kids that, but sometimes kids are crazy. The 815 said that daughter number 5, which sounds like Fiddler on the Roof there, but daughter number 5 called 911 because son was having trouble moving his mattress. So the son was rearranging his room. He couldn't move his mattress. So his sister called 911 to see if he could they could help on out.
Oh my goodness.
Did you ever accidentally, I can remember once or twice calling it as a kid, either as a prank or something, which is never what you want to do. And my dad's a firefighter and fire chief.
What?
Yeah, I know.
You would have been a major trouble if you called 911.
I remember they called back, and of course then you explain what the situation, but usually they still have to send someone because, you know, they don't know if someone's being held hostage or something crazy like that. So,
I mean, do you know how many times throughout my average day I'd love to call 911 for some help? Not just moving a mattress, but like...
Well, when we met the other day, you were having trouble getting
I need a good handyman.
Well, that's what 311 is for. Hey, we should mention the story, by the way. Maybe we'll get to it in the 11 o'clock hour. 311, which if anyone's ever called 311 in the city, you know that they've got a lot of issues. I'm not trying to bring them down, but it takes a while sometimes.
And they do good work.
They do. Yeah. And I've had the lights go out on my block, and they've come a couple hours later and fix it. They actually have an app now. For rats or anything like that. So we'll have to dive in. Maybe we'll try it here on the show. See if we can get 311 to come up and help you out with something, G. We'll do it on the
I need all kinds of help.
Speaking of the help you need, you haven't done any of your shopping yet. And look, tech gifts are always a great opportunity to buy someone, especially, you know, someone that's into tech, something that they want. But you don't want to break the bank because so many tech options. I mean, you're looking at a hefty price tag.
I was just about to say, John Hansen, I don't buy people tech gifts. That's expensive.
Right. Well, we've got an expert here. His name is Andy Choi. He's a Verizon tech expert. We're talking about gifts under $100. Andy, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, John and G. Good to be here. And G, maybe it's a Korean thing because I haven't done my shopping.
Oh, no. Are you Korean?
Yes, I am.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, I got to get out of here. In my contract, it says one Korean per show. That's the quota. I want to be special, okay? Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing.
I'm picking Andy. Sorry, G, you got to go for this one. Andy, you used to be a TV reporter up in Wisconsin, too, so you're from the area as well. And we're talking tech gifts under 100. You're a tech expert at Verizon. Walk us through, you know, a few gift ideas that you have, because you know people are waiting to the last minute.
It is funny, though. G makes a good point that, you know, when you think tech, you think, oh, my gosh, I can't get this person anything tech. It's a little too expensive. But what's nice is, you know, you can always get accessories, and that's sort of, you know, something that will fit into your budget. So we've got plenty of tech ideas, gifts under $100. I mean, I'll start out with one that, I mean, just about everybody could use. This is a Google Chromecast Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically an HDMI port for your television that connects to your Wi-Fi network. And what it does is it kind of turns your phone into a remote for your TV. So if your TV's not, you know, we've got all those kind of older model TVs at home.
Right.
Plug it in. Basically, whatever you're watching on your phone, you can just cast onto your TV. Your TV kind of becomes smart through that Chromecast. So, you know, YouTube, Hulu, all that good stuff.
Now, Andy, is this easy to use? Because we don't need anyone calling 911.
Yes, to figure it out.
Because they can't figure it out.
Nobody's calling 911 with this one. You plug it in. You find your Google Home app on the phone there. And basically, anything that streams, so Netflix, if you're watching anything on your phone, which a lot of people, it's very easy to do, YouTube, Netflix, Hulu, there's going to be a little Chromecast icon. You hit it, and it just basically goes right from your phone to your TV.
Just got to make sure that the other TV has an HDMI port. So it doesn't have to be a smart TV by any stretch, but it's got to have that HDMI port, which most TVs these days do.
What's an HDMI port?
Right.
Just kidding. Just kidding.
Come on, G.
Well, listen, you know what? Because a lot of people have to face this when they go home for the holidays. It's like your parents or your grandparents save up all of their tech questions for you throughout the entire year. And then you get hit up with this list of tech to-dos. I'm sure this is what happens to you, Andy.
Right. Hey, Andy, I wanted to ask because I had this pair of wireless Bluetooth speakers, and they're really crapping in and out. They're like 7 or 8 years old, and they just will not hold a charge. The Bluetooth's not good. Man, speaker technology has probably moved along pretty well. Is there any, like, cheap speakers out there that I could get to, you know, I don't know, throw in when I'm in the shower? Not in the shower, but in the bathroom or something like that?
Absolutely. In fact, you actually may be able to put this in the shower.
Oh, perfect.
We don't really recommend it. It is waterproof, but there is a wireless speaker, Bluetooth, under $100. It's the JBL Link 10. This is a nice, rugged speaker. Basically, you can, you know, obviously play it through Bluetooth, but it's waterproof, dustproof. You could bang this around, take it to the beach when it's warmer. You know, it's very mobile. It's got a nice, warm, kind of warm low to it. So you've got, you know, a lot of Bluetooth speakers out there, they're going to sound a little tinny. This one's got that JBL sound that we all know and love. And it also has it's got voice activation. So on the top of this speaker, you're going to see the little Google icon. So if you want to, hey, Google some stuff, you can certainly use this JBL speaker.
What is your go-to shower song, John?
Oh, me?
Clearly, I can hear that you're...
Oh, man.
You need your speaker in the shower. There's a lot going on in there, man.
I time out my showers by doing 3 songs. That's how I know I have, you know, not in the morning when I'm getting ready for the jam on the U, but when I'm in the afternoon or the evening, that's when I'll do 3 songs, and usually I'll do, like, a classic rock one, a pop one, a lot of Madonna, Lady Gaga. Andy Choi, not to put you on the spot, but what's your favorite song to sing in the shower or listen to?
I actually had this conversation, and I've noticed that the 6-minute Bohemian Rhapsody is the perfect length for me. So by the time, you know, we get to, you know, Mamma Mia, Let Me Go, I should wrap up the shower. So
okay, what is going on with you men? You guys need to time your showers by the song so you know that you're clean enough?
Right, sudden bolt of lightning, that's when you move the loofah even quicker on your arms and legs, and Mamma Mia is when you're reaching under the underparts. Oh. Anyways, then your wife should have a way. Andy, I know you didn't expect to talk like
goodness
this.
Gracious.
Let's talk about charging up your phones, because a lot of people, either they keep their phones longer and battery power goes away, or, you know, they're on an outing and they're taking so many pictures. Especially around the holidays, a good charger would help out.
This is one of those things where, you know, even if you're not a tech enthusiast per se, everyone needs that power, and this is a great way to kind of show your friends some love. Nice stocking stuffer. It's a Mophie Power Station. This is a little portable charger. I mean, it kind of looks like, you know, the size of your phone there. So you could throw that in your purse, in your car, and it basically holds up to two additional charges to fully charge your devices, compatible with both Apple and micro USB, USB-C, which is, we'll get to, when you see the charger there, you'll see essentially, this is one of those things where everybody needs power, and you know, when you're out and about, you're always either looking for a plug or something like that. You don't need to do that. You just have the battery with you. And some of these power stations will have the built-in plug in there, so you don't have to carry that extra cord, which can be cumbersome. But this is in that sort of $50 range.
Oh, wow.
So some of these Mophies will be a little under, some of them a little over. But again, a pretty affordable tech gift and something that everybody could use.
That's great stuff. All right, so I have this problem. I had an OtterBox, and it was great for my phone that I had it on. Mine had like a little charge thing that kind of stopped working. I stopped using a box. I stopped using a protector. And within 2 months, I dropped my phone, and it is shattered. And I'm going to be keeping it for a while because I ain't getting a new phone. Really protective cases are important.
Yes, and you know, the OtterBox is fantastic. And among the OtterBox family, there's something called the Defender series. So this does more than just, you know how some of these cases, you just kind of wrap it around the phone. Well, this one not only, it places a case around it, but then it's got the wrap. And so you've got a nice grip to the phone and just a nice weight to it so that if you do drop it, again, some of these cases are waterproof, dustproof, but essentially pretty much protects you against any sort of drops, bumps, dust, things like that. Comes in all shapes and sizes, iPhone, Samsung, Pixel. So again, if you go back to the idea that, you know, I can't get my friend a tech gift, well, if your friend invested in, you know, a very expensive phone, you know, you could do the next best thing and help protect it with one of these cases.
That's good stuff.
Sounds like a personal bodyguard.
Yeah. G's been writing down the list. Andy, we got to let you go, but we really appreciate it. You can follow Andy. I love your Twitter account. Is it Dude, It's Andy Choi? Is that how we find you?
Yes, it is. It's Dude, It's Andy Choi on Twitter.
A Verizon tech expert. Andy, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Bye, brother Andy.
Bye-bye, Sister G.
Too many Koreans on. I'm turning off this phone line. By the way, we had a texter saying, the 630, this Korean listener doesn't shop until December 23rd. Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Like, is it a thing now?
I have no idea. I mean,
calling all Koreans, text us, 312-981-7200.
Listen, you get in trouble when you try to represent for an entire group of people.
I'm just curious.
Mine is just sheer laziness.
Okay.
It's also panic and being paralyzed from pressure of feeling like I can't get the perfect gift because I'm a perfectionist. So then I end up not getting anything. And then I'm just like paralyzed because it's getting too late.
Too late.
And then I freak out.
And you freak out.
So that's what happens.
We don't want that. We'll have to take a quick break so you can catch your breath here. By the way, we have a funny couple texts coming in about accidental 911 stories. Any more of those, you shouldn't be doing it, but if you've got a good one that your kids maybe did, I want to hear this. 312-981-7200 or songs you sing in the shower to keep you going. I think we got good two topics to take us up to news. Quick commercial break, then plenty more. G and John here on 720 WGN. WGN, John and G, or G and John, whichever you prefer, filling in for Bill Wendy. Our calling all Koreans seem to work out here on the text line. You should probably be the one saying it, not me.
Is there a big Korean-American audience?
Apparently,
I hope so.
It's interesting demographic.
Oh, man.
I'm a 33-year-old Korean male, and my mom wants me to just get her an Amazon gift card. I think a lot of moms are probably like that. That's probably not, you know, a specific
thing. I feel like some families are just about like giving the gift card or giving like an envelope of cash so that people can just go and buy what they want.
Right, right.
So it's sort of like cash is king.
Right, cash is absolutely king. By the way, I never thought we'd get something like this because I was asking for people that have good 911 stories or singing in the shower stories. Well, the 352 text in that my kid called 911 when they thought I was hurt because I was singing in the shower.
Oh.
Which I legacy. You know, wow. That kid, how many stories have we heard of a 3 or 4 year old saving their mom or their grandma because they fall down the stairs?
And it's an important tool to teach your young children.
Right,
and
you want them to know how to do
it. Yeah, absolutely. But then it's sort of like, you know, the judgment to know what really is an emergency and what's not.
Right.
I mean, I've obviously never called 911
ever in your life.
No, and I was like a latchkey kid too, like, you know, I was like one of those kids that had a key around, you know, mm-hmm. around my neck, and I let myself in. And
you've never called it even for an emergency or anything?
You know what, if I've seen an accident on the street or something, I've called.
That's good.
But I mean, I do the thing where I do all sorts of things with my phone where I'm calling the wrong person,
right,
all the time.
Yeah, so what do you do at that point? Do you wait? Do you just hang up, or what do you
for example, my stepfather's name is James, so I don't call him that often, mm-hmm. But I have other friends that are named James, and then sometimes accidentally I'll call the wrong James, and I'll totally think it's going to be my stepdad, and it ends up being like this other James that happens to be a friend that I haven't talked to like in a year.
So what do you do? Say sorry, bye, or
no? So then I go, because then you feel embarrassed. So you're like, oh hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and check in and see how things were. We haven't talked in a while, so.
So you used it as an opportunity.
Yes.
A nice opportunity.
Yes. All of my errors are opportunities.
That's a good way to put it. 312-981-7200 had a text from the 630 saying that their smart watch, when they're running for whatever reason, dials 911 sometimes.
Now, I am terrified. I have a friend who truly believes, and this friend is not a conspiracy theorist, that mm-hmm. everything that you're doing, your phone is listening to.
Oh, for sure they are. I don't think that's a conspiracy.
You don't think so? Okay. Because, like, you know, Siri is listening to hear its name Siri. So it's recording everything just like those Alexa Home, whatever, mm-hmm. all that stuff, right? But my thing is, now I'm terrified to have the phone with me when I'm doing private things.
Really?
Anywhere around me. Yes.
How often is this an issue?
Like, I mean, I don't want to take the phone to the bathroom. I don't want to take the phone to the bedroom.
Yes,
to the bedroom either. Like, and then, like, how do you know it's not, like, accidentally dialing, or you're plugged into, like, Facebook Live or something, and then what you're doing is being
live-streamed? That's when I want the phone listening the most. That's when I have my best ideas, when I'm thinking through things. And, you know,
when you're in the bathroom, lots of things are happening in the bathroom for you.
Lots of singing in the shower. I want it listening during other things. No, a lot of people are upset about the idea of our phones listening to us, and there's certainly legal arguments to be made. We hear of court cases now where they're subpoenaing and gathering the evidence of Alexa's, and that's, you know, that may cross a boundary for some. But for me, you know, I know Facebook and all these other advertisers, they start gearing the advertisements for things you're talking about. But I like that. See, I'd rather have an ad that's something I'm thinking about or talking about that it's going to be more geared towards me.
Well, clearly you are a man that has nothing to hide.
Yeah, you better believe it. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'll tell you anything.
But no, like, but you, I mean, okay, so you're in your private quarters, mm-hmm. having your private time. Do you want your phone listening in on that?
Sure, why not? It's not that exciting, trust me. 312-981-7200. Text us or call us about anything that you want. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to have the news. But the one thing I want to tell you what, we'll tee it up after the after this quick break. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. Is this song getting in the mood, Gene?
It is.
720 WGN. Bill and Wendy out today. Jisuke here from formerly Windy City Live and now the Chicago Sun-Times. Having mm-hmm. some fun, right?
And now I'm Wendy. Hello, everyone.
And I'm John Hansen here this morning. And happy, thanks so much for joining us. Steve mentioned he'd join the conversation at any point. I'm sure he'd love to chime in for this conversation, having us some kids of his own. Okay, so there's a new study out, and disclaimer, it's from Trojan Brand Condoms, put out the survey. So we're going in that direction. A texter made fun of me for calling it making whoopee, but that's the only way I know how to say it that I know the bosses are going to be okay with, right?
Yeah.
Well, we all know what it means. Hmm,
mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah, it's from the Family
Feud. You're not talking about whoopee cushions.
No, I'm not.
Or whoopee.
Whatever it might be. Yeah. It's whoopee, making the whoopee. So, obviously, holidays, a lot of folks going home, spending time with their folks at their place. Sometimes you're bringing a couple. Sometimes it's singles going home, maybe, you know, younger people returning from college. And, you know, so you're sent in the situation, especially those younger folk that mm-hmm. are in that situation where they're staying at their parents' house and they want to, you know, they want to make whoopee with someone, perhaps. Maybe it's their couple that they're in, maybe it's not, you know. And I wanted to know if that made people feel uncomfortable, or if that makes parents like no go, or what. It's one of those unspoken things that should not happen, or it happens and it should never be spoken about. I don't mean to put anyone on the spot, and I'm sure we'll get plenty of texters asking why the heck we're talking about this.
You're saying, I don't want to put anyone on the spot. You're looking directly at me.
Right.
Well, you know, listen, I've taken the boyfriend home to the family, and the truth is that I am not in the mood.
Really?
I mean, I'm so stressed out. You know, the holidays are stressful. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then you got to deal with the family.
Right.
You just want to drink. Like, right. I mean, I just want to drink. See, I don't need the whoopee
For some
part.
People, that leads to whoopee, though.
Well, you know? I don't know. I just want to drink so I can pass out. Just kidding. I'm kidding.
I think that part of it's got to be, I think you mentioned this to me earlier, the architecture of the house may play a role in this.
Yes. So in my mom's house, you can hear everything in the house. There's not a lot of soundproofing. There's not a lot of rugs. It's hardwood floors. Mm-hmm. On top of that, she has preserved my bedroom exactly as it was since I was in the sixth grade.
Like a time
Every
capsule?
House
yes.
that she's moved to, she has carefully moved my bedroom exactly as it was, with its stuffed animals, its awards and trophies, and photos of me throughout the years. So the last thing I want to do is make whoopee in my bed that I slept in as a child mm-hmm. that also squeaks. I mean, it's not a mattress yeah. anymore, basically. It's basically like a, I don't
just
even know.
Just the springs.
It's just the springs, right? And it squeaks.
Uh-huh.
It's very uncomfortable. You're going to wake up with a serious, like, a back problem in the morning.
So it's, yeah.
Like, why do you want to complicate matters yeah. by throwing in some aerobics that are necessary?
You don't know the chiropractor in town. You're in a foreign place
exactly.
at that point. You haven't
yes.
been there forever.
I mean, and we could be making out, and then right. next thing you know, you're staring at that stuffed unicorn that I got when I was, like, 6 years old.
Right.
And a picture of me when I was,
say,
like,
you're going really elaborate into this as if it actually has happened, G, and you're now remembering this. Yeah, and I imagine that, now what I want to know then also from parents out there, or grandparents with your kids that came home when they mm-hmm. were younger, I know the traditional thing until you're married, maybe, that you made them stay in opposite rooms, but is this a conversation that's had, or is this sort of unspoken? 312-981-7200, you can text on in, or call on in, had a text saying, does the garage count as the house?
Well, now you said that
okay,
you've
well,
gotten very creative.
Yes, well, sometimes you have to. So, similar to your scenario, my scenario is that I have bunk beds, or did at the time, still in, so there's just not enough space for anything, so bunk
totally
beds in my room.
Totally John Hansen.
So, you know, a couple drinks in, holiday celebration, where to go. Well, the basement has a pool table, and...
A hard pool table?
Yeah, why not? It was a little fun. It was different. I know. This is, and I told this story on the Jam this morning on WCIU, and my mom immediately texted me that she's currently burning the pool table. It's up in flames right now.
I would like to apologize to your mother.
Right. Hey, got it in the corner pocket. 312-981-7200. Is it uncomfortable? Is it not uncomfortable? Is this a conversation that you want to have? I want to go to Jasmine because I know she wants to chat about this one for sure. Is that something that you'd ever consider doing, Jasmine? What's your deal?
I mean, that's
You're young.
Weird. I don't know. It's just really weird. Like, don't you guys have a car? You had a car to get there. So.
Just get in the car. Is that better? Like, why? Why do we have to get in the car? Look, this is a natural thing. This is what we as humans do. It's lovemaking.
I must be truly boring because Jasmine is getting in the car doing all sorts of aerobics. You're getting on the pool table.
I didn't say I was doing it. I just said, you know,
you could do it.
Oh, she's backtracking now.
I just want to know if there's any parents. I'm sure there's got to be parents out there that have heard something going on in their house.
Oh.
Whether you bring that up, or is that just something you'd see in a sitcom where they come
By
down
the way,
for.
I also don't want to hear my parents either. Okay,
well,
it goes
see,
both ways.
Yeah, see, that
I just want to be in a cone of silence when I am in my mother's home. I don't want to hear anything.
People have always said that about their parents. Maybe I just, you know, my parents were hippie liberals of the '60s and stuff, so they probably taught me along the same ways. For me, I'm like, they're having fun. Everyone's happy. You know, who cares? It doesn't gross me out at all. Maybe that's part of the problem here. Is that I felt it was okay to. Make whoopee on the pool table.
Well, how young were you when you were allowed to bring?
Oh, 22 or 23.
Okay.
That was about 10 years ago.
That's pretty, I'd say you have pretty liberal advanced parents.
Yes, I definitely did. So this study says that 60% of kids that are aged, or young adults, I should say, 18 to 24, will have a hookup at home over the holidays. Mm-hmm. 60%. So for your parents out there that are thinking, oh, little Jimmy, he would never, or little Suzanne. Well, 60% of them, at least they're telling the condom brand that they are going to be doing that. And a lot of these kids are not doing it with their significant other that is home for the holiday. They're bringing their exes over. Think maybe high school flames that are back in town, something like that. I don't know.
I tried to do that once.
Right.
Well, reconnect with an ex, but
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't work.
Let's go to Valerie. Valerie, you're on 720 WGN. All right, Valerie, is it when your kids come home for the holiday, do you make them sleep in separate rooms? How do you handle that?
No, absolutely not.
Why not?
I think that we, because, you know what, I've taught them well, they're safe. One is married. My girls are in their 30s. My son is 20. He has his own apartment in college. And I live under a rock.
Right.
I know it goes on. So I want them to be comfortable and want to come home.
Right. I think that's Valerie, where are you calling from, by the way, besides not under a rock?
Bloomingdale.
Wow.
I think, Valerie, that's super smart. And the same goes with my mom, to be honest. Mm-hmm. She's fine with it.
Right.
Because at this rate and my age, if she's going to wait till I get married, this is never going to happen. I'm never going to bring anybody home.
Right. So, Valerie, when you know, so that's the other thing, is I think a lot of parents might be okay with them in the same room. And I imagine I'm not a parent. So, Valerie, when you made that known that they're welcome to spend the night in the same room together, even if they're not married, say, or whatever it may, I mean, you know that that's a possibility. You didn't also add some addendum or anything like that to that.
No, not at all.
Yeah, right. Who cares?
They close their bedroom door, and that's their world.
But Valerie, Valerie, this is G here. What if you can hear them?
What if
they're super loud and sort of really, really enthusiastic?
Okay. G, you're painting a picture here.
Well, you know what? My kids wouldn't do that.
Okay.
They'd be respectful.
I know that they respect our house and our home, and their father would probably have a heart attack.
Valerie, thank you so much for the phone call. Yeah, so we had a texter calling in saying, I know how thin the walls are because of my parents, and I wouldn't do the same to them. That makes sense. 773 texts in, okay, I was married. We were visiting my parents, and we think I got pregnant on my old bed.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's like, then it's a tradition. That's like a familial thing.
Right, she can pass that bed down.
Yes.
She can pass that mattress down for generations.
Right, why not? That's like that's where, and you know, just exactly,
hey,
to the
listen,
grandkids.
I think, you know, what if you want to have Whoopi in your parents' home, because if you need that, maybe it's stress relief for you.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need that to get through the holidays. But clearly, everyone wants you to have discreet Whoopi.
Mm-hmm.
Respectful Whoopi.
Respectful Whoopi.
Quiet Whoopi.
Respect the architecture of your parents' home and the thinness of the walls, or just go in the basement onto the pool table. But no, I am really curious. I wonder if there's any parents out there that, if that were to happen, if they were to, let's say they forbade the couple from spending the same night, but they found out they were, or maybe they've been in a scenario where they were discovered. I want to hear, did you kick them out? Like, how do you handle that? It's the holidays. What do you do? Everyone comes down for bacon and eggs, and if you know that they were making Whoopi upstairs, do you say something? We're going to tackle that just after the commercial break here on 720 WGN.
Thanks to the string of lights that make it glow.
720 WGN. G and John here, filling in for Bill and Wendy. Struck a nerve with some people, G, on the texting line. We were so good that first hour, I knew that we wouldn't have any negative texts. Or I didn't think we would until we talked about this topic. You know, like, to each their own. If people think this is a little over the line, so be it. But it's something that's happening, that people are talking about. 60% of people say that they're going to go home or stay at their parents' house, and they're going to make Whoopi in the house, and whether that's appropriate or not. And I know parents have this conversation with each other, and this is the story, this is the station about conversations, so why the heck, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's a lot of conversations around the holidays coming up.
Yes.
It's a stressful time.
Yeah, for sure. We have one caller that wants to chime in on this.
Okay.
We'll do one more. Bill, you're on 720. You got your kids coming home for the holidays?
Yep, they start arriving tomorrow. I have a 23-year-old, two 22-year-olds, and a 21-year-old.
Okay, so they're all in that young adult range. They're adults.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys are talking about my Christmas. they do have important people in their lives. I raised them as a single parent, so we're all very close, and we all know each other really well. And they can have their important relationships stay with them in the room. I don't encourage it.
Right.
They know me. You know, there's going to be a problem if I'm going upstairs with a cup of coffee to go in the office, and like somebody's running from a bedroom to the bathroom in a t-shirt.
Okay,
then
right.
Then we're going to have a problem.
So it's about respect.
You know, you got to keep it respectful. And I remind them, we still have conversations about, you know, remember, it's making love, be respectful,
right.
You know, and be safe and all that stuff. So
yeah,
and we still have those conversations.
That's well,
first
very
of
adult,
all,
Bill.
Kudos to you, Bill, for being a single parent. Sounds
yes.
like you did a really good
Three
job.
Three kids, or
yeah.
four kids, right? Yeah.
I'm lucky.
Yeah.
You know, I heard somebody once say it's good kids that make good parents, not good parents that make good kids.
Oh, so they get all the credit.
Very lucky.
All right, Bill, you did nothing then. It was all your kids. Nice work there. No, I'm just kidding, Bill. I think that's a great conversation to have, and thank you so much for calling. The last thing I'll end with is the first time, so for some listeners don't know, but I'm gay, and the first time I brought home a boy to the house, you know, that was a new thing for my parents, right? The first boyfriend, and my parents are as liberal as it gets, and we're totally cool with everything, but they did say, they sat me down and said, my younger brother was still in high school, and they said, we want you to stay in separate bedrooms, but it has nothing to do with the fact that you're gay. It's because that was the rule for your older brother while your younger brother's still in high school. And I thought that was fair. I mean, that makes sense to me.
Because you have a sibling in high school.
Yes.
So
yeah. If there's younger siblings in the house, you know, that sort of made sense to me.
Well, you know, we're talking about respect.
Yeah.
Right, mm-hmm. Which is a big hot topic.
Yeah, for the
around
holidays,
the holidays,
right, for sure.
Especially with bringing families together, extended mm-hmm. families, significant others.
Does it stress you out or no?
It stresses me out a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, I think too, because it's thinking about that big dinner that you're having.
Mm-hmm.
What topics can you talk about? What
well, especially
can't you talk
now
about?
Here in 2018, right?
And then, of course, a lot of folks having to deal with their in-laws. That's mm-hmm. always an issue too.
Yeah, the in-law. It's always, you know, I know there's a lot of people out there that love their in-laws. That mm-hmm. think of them as their extended family, and that's great. But I know for a lot of people, that's a very stressful thing. They don't necessarily always not necessarily get along with them, but they, you know, they just don't enjoy their time. They don't feel like they can let their guard down. I think that's the sign that when your in-laws are great for you, it's not necessarily that you love every single one of them so much that you want to spend time, but that if you're there, you can put your guard down, right?
Mm-hmm.
That would be good.
Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people have that, though.
No, I think there's a lot of family issues. Mm-hmm. You know, there's stuff from the past, maybe.
Right.
There's favorites.
Right.
There are folks that are the black sheep of the family.
Something involving a pool table, perhaps. Could be anything. So there's an interesting study, which I think you're leading to, about getting out of this, right?
Yeah.
So they asked people to kind of put a financial amount on how much they would spend. Like if there was an authority figure that went around and said, you don't have to see your in-laws if you give me X amount of dollars. So to put a financial amount on if you could get out of that for the holidays. So would you ever consider doing that? I mean, it's hard to tell until you're in this situation, right?
Right. I think that, you know, there has been an issue with a significant other that would always say to me, you don't like my family.
Mm-hmm.
I like your family, but you don't like my family.
Was it
and,
true?
I'm not, you know, what, John?
Well, I'm just
asking.
No,
they're lovely. They're mm-hmm. lovely. But it was always sort of, I don't know that it was a natural fit,
okay.
like a natural like
mm-hmm.
vibe, or we gelled right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sort of like you have to think about that. So if I could pay somebody to where no one's feelings would get hurt,
mm-hmm.
but then I could just avoid the entire situation together, yeah,
how much
pay.
Would you spend? How much would you spend?
Well, right now I'm broke, so maybe I'd spend maybe about $100.
$100, okay. 312-981-7200. If you could not see the in-laws, and if you love your in-laws, you don't need to text them being like, this is inappropriate, we all love each other. Fine, great, good for you, happy about it.
You sound very happy and giving, just then. Full of the Christmas spirit, the holiday spirit there.
Right, but happiness at the holidays is worth a lot to many Americans. So there is a price tag to it. Yelp did this survey, and it wasn't just a small sample. They went to 2,200 Americans about their feelings. So how much would they spend to avoid having to discuss what's happening in D.C. with their family? How much would they spend to not have to share ham or share turkey? Is there a dollar amount on that? So we're going to take a quick commercial break, if that's okay. And I got some phone lines coming in. Were you going to say something?
Oh, no. You know, you got to think about, too, politics. Like, you know, because
right.
then it's with everything going on.
Right.
So divisive right now.
Right. If I could get out of a wad of 20s and pay 20 for each specific thing I didn't have to do, that would be great. Like, oh, I want to avoid this particular conversation with my uncle. I'll pay 20 for that. $20 not to talk to my aunt about this. That would be great. That's not the option here. We're doing something else. It's for the whole thing to avoid it. All right. Let's go. Actually, before we take this break, let's go to Nick. Nick, you're in Gray's Lake. All right. Nick, are you friends with the in-laws?
I am. It's always awkward, but I would donate a kidney to avoid seeing my in-laws.
Wait, Nick, tell us why it's awkward.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's always, like, they're always just watching TV. They're all on their phones. They're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just It's just not fun.
It's not fun. You know, kidney, you could probably get about 50 grand on the black market. So I'm going to say that that's a $50,000 donation to not have to see your in-laws. Well, Nick, are you going to see them in the coming days?
Yeah, sadly.
Now, how does your significant other know this is how you feel about their family?
Yeah, it's just a long drive. It's 4 hours.
Where are you going? Or you don't want to give out too many details in case they're listening?
Yeah, just in case they're listening.
All right, Nick. We appreciate the phone call. All right, how much would you spend to not have to see your in-laws? Or aren't we crazy? We'll answer those questions next on 720 WGN. Not of all the reindeer, 720 WGN. G and John here in for Bill and Wendy until 12 o'clock. Then we move over to the stream, and that leads us to the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand coming up at noon on 720. G, you just watched me house that bagel. I hadn't eaten yet today.
It was impressive.
I really went through that. I didn't even get it until we went out to sports. So sports, weather, and traffic, and Orion gave me time to eat my bagel.
But you've been up for a long time.
That's right. I'm on the jam every morning on WCIU, and that's an early morning wake up, about 3 o'clock most days. So
that is impressive.
I know. So it's like my dinner time. I am hungry. We're talking about in-laws and the holiday season coming up, of course. That means we're going to be seeing a lot of our in-laws. Some of you love your in-laws or some of you tolerate them, but if there was, let's say, a monetary amount you could pay without any repercussions, someone asked, would there be backlash? Like if they know you didn't come that year, you know, that would carry over to next year in grumpiness. You
know? I think this would exist in a magical world.
Yes.
Where there would be no backlash, no feelings would be hurt. It would just be a monetary amount you would be willing to pay to kind of make it not happen.
Yeah. What could you pay? So someone texted in from the 708. Sue did. I won't say her last name because then people will know. She'd spend $100. She'd rather be with her friends and their families. Happy holidays. Mm-hmm. So $100.
Well, your friends are the family that you choose.
Mm-hmm.
And it's less stressful because,
right.
I mean, you didn't choose your family. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're just born into it, you know?
And especially the in-laws, you know, you surely didn't choose that. 414 says, I love my niece, but we had a vegan Thanksgiving and now a vegan Christmas. I want meat at Christmas. This is touching something on not my in-laws, but my brother's in-laws, which I shouldn't tell too much about because they're great people. They're wonderful, but they're vegan and that's great. And they host, but it drives people crazy sometimes.
Well, I didn't even think about all the allergies, the food allergies and the sensitivities, because, you know, some people are gluten-free, vegetarians, pescatarians,
right.
Vegans.
There's all sorts of different things. The interesting thing about many
people... Celiac disease.
All sorts of stuff. Legitimate reasons for not eating gluten, of course, and that causes a lot of issues. But with the vegan thing, that is interesting because I know this couple, and again, they are awesome people. We love hanging out. Obviously, we share a niece and nephew. And I know their mom listens to WGN all the time, so hi, Cynthia. But one of their kids is vegan, and so is his wife. But I guess that they don't. I've never been to their Christmas because it's like an in-laws, you know how that situation is. But they not only they serve vegan food, of course, but then you can't even bring like a meat dish.
Oh, so they forbade it
because that's their belief system, and that's totally cool. But I know that their guests might want a little bit of meat. Maybe that's the tradition that they had growing up, for whether it was turkey or whether it was ham or a big roast or something.
Well, see,
and that's
now,
interesting.
I find that very interesting because usually when somebody is hosting and it's vegan or vegetarian, they actually prepare something for other folks that are coming.
That would be with meat in them? Yeah, but let's say they're really
philosophically, maybe they, you know, are hardcore.
Yeah, if they're hardcore, they maybe won't even want to make that sort of stuff. Yeah. It's not like they're trying to pass judgment saying you should never have this. It's just, hey, in our household, this is the deal. This is what we live by. But you could see why that'd be tough for a lot of people.
Now, I do have to ask.
Yes.
So now, when other people host them,
yes,
do they provide...
Done.
Do you guys go out of your way to provide vegetarian or vegan options?
Yeah, so my dad cooks for Thanksgiving and for Christmas Eve. And again, we're a very welcoming family, and they are too. So we kind of combine things together sometimes. And yes, I don't know if it's a particularly difficult dish. I don't think my dad's like getting 101 vegan recipes, but he'll make sure he gets gluten-free pasta, because I know that's a thing, and some sauce that is vegan-free. I don't know exactly what it is. He's not going out and buying tofu or tofurkey or something like that. I don't think he can figure it out. He's a great cook. But he does provide usually a dish, and then we have vegetables or fruit there too. So do you feel like that him doing that means that it should be returned the other way, reciprocated?
Yeah, I think kind of all bets are off when it's you're hosting. I think when you're hosting, it's about you being the host. And I get their philosophy in terms of animal welfare and rights, and then also it's good for the environment.
Right.
All of those, I get it. But I just think when you're hosting, it's like, I mean, it's already a contentious, difficult time, the holidays. Right. I mean, you might as well make it a little easier so that people feel like they have... they can feel homey and that like they feel welcome, and hosting is about welcoming people, right? So you're going to provide what people love.
I'm about to say something that I would get my brother in trouble.
Oh no.
I know. So this is my brother. It's his in-laws. Again, I can't even go, but great people.
You're never going to be invited again.
And maybe this isn't so bad. Maybe they know this happens, but I think that my brother goes, and I think that other people do, they go to like McDonald's or something beforehand and load up on a couple double cheeseburgers or something on their way so that they're not so hungry if they don't love the food as much as they do. And maybe they know that happens and that's okay. Maybe they don't and I just got them in trouble. But it is, I mean, that is something when you start, when you're hosting, and I think that's an interesting question. Do you cater to your guests or do you cook whatever the heck you want to cook?
Oh, listen, we got a text that says, why do you talk about vegans like they have a disease? No, we actually are very, honestly, I wish I could be a vegan.
Right.
I cannot be a vegan because when it takes a lot of work.
Good for them.
I wish I had that philosophical conviction to do that. Mm-hmm. But one, I'm very sadly, I eat a lot of bacon and I wear leather.
For me, it wouldn't even be the meat. For me, it would be the dough and like when you put eggs into a pasta and you make, like, I couldn't do that, I don't think. Or cheese. I love cheese. No, you were just comparing other dietary restrictions that people have to adhere to.
Yes. Legitimate
things and veganism.
I'm just saying that you got to think about all that. This is why the holidays can be stressful because you got to think about everybody.
Right. 708 says at least let them bring something they prefer. I think that's something that's important, too. So that's something that's important. The 708 says that we're being disrespectful to the family. Interesting. I have a small family. I've always envied friends with large families. Believe me, some holidays can be quite lonely.
Oh, she means like being willing to pay off someone so you wouldn't have to spend time with in-laws.
And that's what I said. I was saying that there's many people that love it, blah, 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 all that. And that's great.
Yes.
We're talking about people. And if you're lonely, that's... welcome anyone that you can into your family. That's great. We're talking about people that don't want that.
Yes.
Anyways, I guess I can reveal the dollar amount. And also, 847 says, if you want people to come over, you should have a variety for everyone.
Yeah, makes sense. I think so.
But I get it. Like, that's their philosophy. That's what they go with. And they don't want it in their house. That's great.
Yeah.
They also brew incredible beer, I will say. So it is awesome. They do have beer that they brew downstairs. So it's really good.
I mean, I have a very small family, but I still like to go out and get a drink because it's stressful.
Yes. So the dollar amount is, if you could not spend time with your in-laws, if that's what you chose to do, I'm sure some people said $0. I love my in-laws. The dollar amount is $158. That's the average price tag that someone would pay to not have to see their in-laws over the holiday. You know, that sounds about right. It sounds like about a gift and a half or two gifts worth of stuff, and you wouldn't have to do that.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
You know.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. We got to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to have some more holiday chat here on 720 WGN. WGN on the text line 630. If I had to go to a vegan Christmas, I would drink excessively. I mean, more than usual, and I usually drink a lot. Gee, you can just say it into the microphone. You don't have to text the text line to get on the air.
Oh, yes?
You didn't get the joke that I was saying. That's what you do. You said, you just said that you drank a lot.
So, oh, sorry.
Yeah. 312-91.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, sorry, G.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
I was thinking about something.
Mm-hmm. 630 says, my nephew is vegan, and we have respected that for a long time, but it gets very expensive to supply him with a special dinner from Whole Foods or vegan restaurants. Yeah, I think there's a lot of expensive foods with vegan. But that's nice that they do it, though. I mean, that's good.
Yeah.
And support the vegans.
You want to talk about neighbors?
I do. Let's do it.
Because
you've seen this in your neighborhood, right? These decorations. So walk us through this story here. What do you got?
Okay. So this neighbor is telling her lady that she can't have dragons on her front yard.
Okay. So what do you mean when you say dragons? We're talking about...
you know those inflatable...
holiday dragons.
Yes. Those giant things that are filled with air.
Okay. So
like it can be a snowman. Mm-hmm. It can be Santa Claus. I don't know. It could be anything.
And they're dragons.
Yes.
So
they're dragons.
It's a holiday setup at a decoration. Right.
But then there's dragons, and she didn't like the dragon. She felt that the dragon wasn't
does
of the
dragon,
holiday spirit.
Does the dragon have a Santa hat on? Because I know there's one of my neighbors has a T-Rex inflatable with a Santa hat on. I feel like that just makes it holiday. That's okay.
I don't think this dragon has a hat on.
Okay.
No, a Santa hat.
So it's just a dragon.
It's a dragon. And there's a dragon in my neighborhood, by the way. But okay. I didn't mind the dragon. I thought it was a little nice change-up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But apparently not everyone feels that way.
No. I mean, but should you have a say in what your neighbor puts up for decorations? I mean, what if you're next to the Griswolds, you know? And, like, right. The lights are so bright that you can't that a sleep at night.
Yeah, exactly. See, I've never, you know, for me, it's always put up whatever the heck you want to put up. And I imagine these battles play out maybe in certain neighborhoods where, I don't know, you know, obviously Christmas is a religious holiday, founded in religion. So I imagine that if someone does or doesn't have a nativity scene, I could see some, I don't know, argument. I don't know, maybe not. Maybe that might cause rift. It always was a problem for my mother when someone puts a snowman on the roof. Aesthetically, she just didn't feel like that was appropriate.
Now, why did that bother your mom?
Well, my mom is an art teacher, was for many years. And
got it.
So
got
we
it.
Would drive around the neighborhoods and judge the houses in the hood about what we thought about how they did their lights. You'd get A's, B's, C's, D's, or F's. Like, if you did white lights and colored lights with different size bulbs, that
I'm
brings you down.
I'm getting so much insight into why you're an overachiever now. No. This is a Hanson family holiday tradition where they drive around and grade the decorations.
Yes. So, for example, Santa can't be on the ground. Santa's on the roof. Right? So if you have an inflatable Santa, walk him upstairs and get him on the roof. Reindeer are fine. The animatronics are fine. But like, she didn't like...
But shouldn't the reindeer be on the roof? Because that's when the I mean, Santa's coming in.
That's a fair point. Marsha, 312-981-7200, explain yourself. But she would never like, for instance, if, because she always liked it to look, you know, unified and pretty.
Right.
If, let's say, there were big color bulbs, those glass ones, which I love, outlining some windows, and then you had icicles or something, you know, that would be a mix. That wouldn't jive.
See, I think you can go either the classy, you know, you can go classy, or you can go super, like, just over the top, like, slightly tacky, which I like. I like both.
See, I've grown to like that. At first, I agree with my mom that you go with white classic lights or colorful lights, but you keep it. By the way, the 414 says, if that lady was my neighbor, meaning the dragon lady, I put up a giant Scabby the Rat Union inflatable with Christmas lights on it. I think she means if the neighbor that was upset about this would do this, you'd put up the rat. No, but we would go around, and yeah, that's what we would do. Other rules would be, for instance, I'm trying to think. Oh, so like if you have icicles, you know, the ones that look like icicles hanging from the gutter, they've got to be white because that's the color of icicles. Don't have color icicles. Don't have blinking icicles. Icicles don't blink. Maybe if it's like they're melting and you have the lights moving down.
See, now that's a classy approach, but I like the blinking icicles. I like different color. I think. I would be fine living next to the Griswolds. I like that look.
Really?
I think it brings a lot of holiday cheer.
The blinking?
And I think the more you decorate, the less I have to decorate, because then people will just be looking at your house.
815 says, I'm so with your mom about judging people's lights. Here's one thing I will say. Nobody got an F if they tried at all.
Now you're trying to make this better. You're trying to make this shade throwing better.
The F's would be for people that didn't try. Now, a lot of people get up to a certain age, they don't want to do it, they can't do it, or they're not Christian, they don't believe in Christmas or whatever, that's totally fine.
Right.
But for me, it's worse if you just put one strand around one tree. To me, that's worse than not doing anything at all. If you're going to do it, do it.
Now, maybe that was the only strand they had, John.
Look, at CVS, they're like $4.99 a strand. They're buy one, get one right now. You could throw a few more things up there.
I'm just impressed with people that decorate for the holidays, period. I just think, like, you've got a lot going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't even have the excuse of, like, being that busy. It's not like I'm married or have kids or anything or hosting. But I am too busy to decorate. So I do not know how families who have kids and all the responsibilities.
I think when you have kids, though, you almost do it for them.
Yeah, true.
312-981-7200.
I'll decorate my apartment for my cat then. My cat is my child.
Your cat will eat the bulbs and that will be another problem.
Yeah, that is a problem.
Do you have any pet peeves? I have a pet peeve. I do not like the net lights. Have you seen these where they have the lights on the nets?
That's technology, John.
No, that doesn't look good. When you have, like, it's supposed to look, ununiform. It's supposed to look zigzaggy through the bush or through the tree. If you have a net that goes around it, it just looks like a common grid pattern, and it doesn't take any flavor. It doesn't look like it. It looks like it was a net that you wrapped around a bush. It's lazy.
I thought your judgy holiday decoration self would enjoy something like that. That would bring about some uniformity.
No, see, that's the thing. It's got to be accidental uniformity. It can't be like designed like that way. Now, you did get a pass. We had a house in Downers Grove. They no longer do it, but they were on 66th Street, and they would do it up to the nines. They would have, like, people would come. It was a destination to see this house of the holidays, and they would actually have animatronic windows and boxes where things would happen. It was almost like Marshall Field. You'd go down and you'd see everything. They broke every rule, but it didn't matter because they were trying so hard at it that they got extra credit.
I got to ask you this. Yes. It's the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever gotten a big gift from your boss?
No.
Okay, so listen to this.
They're getting like a coffee mug this year, I think.
Really?
Which I was happy about. That's pretty good.
So you're satisfied. Mm-hmm. So imagine if this were you. There is a Michigan businessman that is surprising his employees with $20,000 Christmas bonuses.
Individual?
Yes. $20,000, okay?
So where do this they is work?
A guy. It's Flora Craft. It's a Michigan-based company. It produces foam goods used for crafting and floral projects. I guess they're doing really well.
Wait,
who
like
knew?
The bottom of the thing where you just
stuff
stick
where you, yeah.
You're $20,000 for making a piece of foam?
Well, listen, hey, he's got the corner on the market, I guess. But
right.
Told its 200 full-time employees that they would all be sharing a $4 million year-end bonus. Now, basically, most will be getting around $20,000, but some people who have been at the company for 40 years will get a $60,000 Christmas bonus. Listen, I've never gotten a bonus in my life.
No, neither have I.
Have you ever worked anywhere where you get a bonus?
Nope. I feel like that's a very corporate world thing. Doesn't happen in media.
That's my dream.
Most of us just get laid off at the holidays. We don't get extra bonuses.
Oh, trust me, I know. Mm-hmm. Hey, listen, I dream of working somewhere where I can get a bonus.
It's incredible. And I feel like, you know, if there a lot of small business owners do that. Actually, my neighbor runs a business, and I know he's very generous with salaries and those sorts of things. If you want to talk about, especially this day and age with low unemployment, the way to keep employees, you got to pony up. You got to pay up that money. What a great way. It's probably an investment for him in many ways, not only to be generous at the holidays, but if I get $20,000, I'm sticking around.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
$20,000.
312-981-7200. What's the biggest gift you've ever gotten from your company?
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's...
Do bosses even give gifts
anymore?
I don't know.
Jasmine gave me a bagel. That worked out pretty well. Thank you, Jasmine. Appreciate that. It's you ever got a bonus?
No, I never had one. Ever.
All right. Well, Todd and Stephanie, if you're listening, we'd like one. We're going to take a commercial break. Coming up, the stories that matter with Kim Gordon from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio.